This is the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zach Elwood. You can learn more about it at behavior-podcast.com. I've been doing more video productions lately, so if you like this podcast, consider subscribing to my YouTube channel. For Christmas and holiday times, I wanted to share a short clip from an interview I did back in 2021 of an 8-year-old relative of mine. I talked to her about her beliefs in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, mermaids, and other magical creatures. This is only part of that interview. The full episode from back in February of 2021 also includes me asking her about her ability to understand and read other people. But this was probably the most entertaining part of the talk. Okay, here's the talk.
What do you think of Santa Claus?
He's cool. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to put baking powder under the chimney so his butt runs. I bet a lot of kids do that.
Is the Tooth Fairy a real person?
Yes, but no. Yes and no. Because I found my tooth in the cabinet of my house, and I knew it was my tooth because there was a red sparkle in it. Because a red sparkle fell into the little part.
What do you think that means?
I think that means either the Tooth Fairy is just hiding it there, or my mom put it there.
So you think it's possible it's real and not real?
Mm-hmm.
What about Easter Bunny? Is that a real thing?
Probably not. It could be real and he could be not. Like, the Easter Bunny could tell the parents where to hide the eggs, or the Easter Bunny couldn't be real because one time I was awake when my mom put up this clue in my house.
Kids think the Easter Bunny
is real? I know the Easter Bunny is not real because his dad told that the Easter Bunny wasn't real and then told me.
But that could just be, how do we know he's telling the truth?
He could be telling a lie.
What about Santa Claus? What are kids' thoughts on Santa Claus being real or not real? Do they ever talk about that?
We're pretty sure Santa Claus is real because there's been sightings of him.
Right, like on the news and stuff.
There's this app that my neighbors have, and it's where it tells you all the houses that have seen Santa.
Santa tracker kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What other magical creatures are there?
Mermaids might be real.
They could be real. Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's not real.
How do you know? Lots of sightings.
Well, they're technically just, like, people in costumes, I bet.
So do you think, when it comes to Santa Claus, do you think he's actually coming in everyone's house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, down the chimney?
Yeah, except for the naughty people.
He doesn't visit them.
He visits them, he just gives them coal.
Oh. Do you think that's the most magic thing we have in our world, or do you think there's other things that you can think of that are just as magic as Santa Claus?
I think that might be the biggest magic.
I'm trying to think of other magic things that we have. Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy.
Easter Bunny.
There's
Cupid.
Oh, do you think is that real?
I bet Cupid's not real. Cupid comes on Valentine's Day.
When I was a kid, I went out looking for Jack Frost. You know, that
phrase. Oh, yes.
I thought it was a real person.
I love Jack Frost.
Do you think that's a real thing?
Yeah.
I went out looking for him because I heard my parents talking about Jack Frost, so I went searching for him in the snow.
Only if you believe in Jack Frost, you can see him.
Do you think the boogeyman's real?
No.
Okay.
But he might be. He might give us nightmares.
Do you believe
in... I had 3 nightmares in a row.
Wow. Were they scary? Are there parts of the nightmares that you enjoy? Because I sometimes
Once I had a nightmare where I was Supergirl's sidekick, and then she brought me to my house, and then there was 2 people that looked scary to me, and I hid, and then they weren't scary. They weren't mean at all. They just wanted to play hide-and-go-seek, and it was really fun.
Even my bad dreams, I pretty much enjoy all my dreams, and I always find they're kind of fun, like watching a movie. Would you say you enjoy pretty much all your dreams?
Yeah, because sometimes I like them, but sometimes I don't. Like this dream I had where there was zombies coming.
And that was scary. You wanted to get out of that.
Like, I had to go to a school with zombies, and then my mom dropped me off, and then she never came back.
When you watch movies like Harry Potter, do you believe that there's magic like that in the world?
I don't like to think about the first Harry Potter. It was creepy. Like, when that guy was sucking the unicorn's blood, and then he came up to Harry Potter and was like...
Do you think that kind of magic exists in the world?
No.
What about God and the devil, those kinds of ideas? Do you believe in God, afterlife, or things like that?
Not really.
Do you ever talk about God or religion with your friends or family?
Like, do you mean like the gods like that live on Mount Olympus? Or
just like some sort of higher power that exists out there somewhere?
Not really. But my favorite god... Mm-hmm. Is Athena.
Athena.
She's god of war, weaving, like, house things. War, weaving,
So she's tough.
One more thing.
War, weaving, archery? No, that's somebody else.
No, that's Apollo, I think. Yeah, Athena has a story because Athena, when Zeus had a terrible headache and he kept, asking, I forgot the god's name, to help him, and he got so mad, he or she struck Zeus's head, and Athena popped right out, already an adult and in armor. And so Athena's Zeus's daughter.
When you imagine things in your mind, like if I asked you to imagine an apple, would you say it's very much like a picture or not at all like a picture?
It's kind of like a picture.
Kind of like a picture?
Mm-hmm.
So if I asked you to imagine like a beach, would you say it's very much like a picture or not much like a picture?
Kind of in the middle.
Kind of in the middle? Okay. Because some people say they can really imagine it like very visual, and then some people say it's not visual at all. So sounds like you're in the middle somewhere. If I asked you to imagine a beach, are there a lot of details or do you just have a general idea of a beach?
It's technically a beach with like people on it and stuff.
Do you ever feel like adults are hiding things from you?
Yes.
Like what?
My dad always has candy. Not all the time, but usually. And he usually puts them in his car, and so I always look in his front seat, and he usually has candy. Like these chocolate vanilla bar things. So it's vanilla in the inside and chocolate on the outside. And then these little heart gummies, they're terrible.
What else? Anything else adult you feel like adults might be hiding from you? Secret
my
knowledge.
My Halloween candy.
Okay. Yeah, they hide that.
Yeah. Last year, my mom kept hiding our Halloween candy, and we kept finding it and asking her for hints.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the People Who Read People podcast. You can learn more about it at behavior-podcast.com.